Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, I've been involved with a couple of United Way campaigns in various communities, and especially in Lansing here. I think it's been a very, very successful and extremely, extremely important to a number of agencies that have benefited from this. And this is really the community partnership for the season. And I think that if you could just somehow get together all of the people who benefit from United Way campaigns in mid-Michigan, they would overflow Spartan Stadium. Want to welcome in Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Appreciate you joining us on short notice. Want to talk a little bit about the United Way Steering Committee and the various representatives meeting today for the kickoff of this year's fundraising campaign.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We've got a goal of $40,000, and we think the city employees can kick in and raise these funds. And we know it's a hard time for some people, but a lot of people that United Way helps are going through a much more difficult time.
What does it say that people can come together from different walks of life, different constituencies, different philosophies? And when it comes to the United Way, oftentimes they join hands.
Well, you know, United Way provides a unique way for people to give. You can designate to a specific agency, or you can just give to the organization, and they disperse it among different organizations that do so many wonderful things in our community. It's just amazing the breadth of what types of services they fund here in the Lansing area.
$40,000 here from the city employees. We're talking about a pretty significant gift. Is this par for the course for the way this has been done in the past?
Yeah, we've increased the technological capability for people to sign up. You can go online here at the city and sign up for payroll deduction or volunteer and say that you're going to contribute by writing a check or credit card. We're being modest with the goal. We actually raised more than $40,000 last year, so we're hopeful that we'll meet or even exceed our goal this year.
What was the goal last year?
The goal, I think, was 42 or 43 last year, and we exceeded that. We got to right around 45 last year, and you know, with the way the economy is,
sure.
we wanted to stay close to our previous amount for our goal, but you know, we want to be realistic as well, so we set $40,000 as our goal this year.
Well, who was there today? I know that Derek Quinney was there, City Council, and Tico Duckett.
Yeah, Tico Duckett was there. He gave us a very inspirational little talk. We had the chief of police was there, the fire chief, representatives of numerous city departments were there. So it was really a great kickoff for this event, and we got to view the promotional video that the United Way's put together, and really got off to a good moving start.
It's interesting, Chris, because when the economy is sluggish, or in this case worse than that, and people are maybe losing jobs or are in jeopardy of tough financial situations, for some reason they tend to dig down and give more. I've seen this with the telethons and some other fundraising efforts that have surprised us in mid-Michigan.
Well, you know, that was my point, when I spoke at the event today, was we are the lucky ones. I mean, as hard of a time as, you know, the city may be having, those of us who are here working, we're the lucky ones in this economy. And it is a time when so many people are having such a hard time that we really need to help out. And just a small amount, I mean, $40 a year spread out over 1,000 employees would hit our goal. So if an employee just puts in a dollar a week, if every employee put in a dollar a week, we would blow way past our goal.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting way to look at it, a dollar a week, because you're talking about food, shelter, medical care, other vital services, and so many different agencies draw from the United Way. You know, you may have a pet charity, and I understand that, but United Way tends to benefit more different constituencies than any organization I know.
Yeah, I agree. They have their fingers in a lot of pies, and they are really helping a lot of people.
Right. And I don't mean to detract from any of the other fundraising efforts. There are so many good ones here, and I understand when people say, hey, I just gave to this, I just gave to that. I just had six people hit me up last week. You know, I'm not a money tree.
Yeah.
I get that. But I also think that if you look at the list of charities, service agencies, and programs that benefit from United Way, I defy you to say that you or your family have not benefited at some point in time.
I think you're right. I think the amount of agencies that they fund, it just covers the gamut of human services.
Now, you've got a little trick with this deal today. You've got some special recognition going to be given to the city department and the union with the highest percentage of participation and the highest per capita giving. You're making this a little competitive.
We are, and not only that, but we're doing a drawing starting next Tuesday. We're going to do a little drawing every week, and anybody who in our campaign has contributed or signed up is going to be entered into that drawing. And so the earlier people sign up, the more drawings they'll be eligible for. So we've got some great local businesses that have given gift certificates and various things. So we are really doing what we can to encourage people to participate.
Chris Swope, our guest, Lansing City Clerk, and I am guessing that word has already been spread or it will fan out very quickly. But if someone is not sure what this program is or would like more information, there are a lot of ways they can get that, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, I'm sure United Way's got information out there on the web. If you're a city employee, there is a representative of your union or your department here at the city that can provide more information about all the wonderful things that United Way does.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for filling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Chris Swope, Lansing City Clerk, talking about the kickoff of the United Way campaign for 2010-2011, and starting right here with city employees and what they're going to do to set the lead example.